14VWA, W4NGU.
N4IQ Mobile.
N0GR Mobile.
Good morning, Mel. N0GR.
Got you twice. Good morning. I'm over here at the Innery dump. I had a bunch of boxes and plastics to bring over here to recycle because our garbage service doesn't take them. But this week, they never came by and picked up our garbage, so I got it as well.
Oh, yeah, we went just a couple of days ago, Bill. Sorry, I doubled that there, but I heard you. Quickly, ID, everything's been going nuts up here today. The internet's been off, and it screws up everything. Usually, if the internet goes off, you still get email through your phone, as far as I know, and we're not even getting that.
You had to go to the dump. They didn't come by and pick up your garbage, but hope everything's going well with you today. And Tom, I hate to hear your internet's down. That kind of puts a cramp in your style when you can't get on the computer.
Gary, I didn't even hear you ID in there. I was just too quick on the trigger. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, I'm here unloading my garbage. I'll be right back. Hey, Gary.
You didn't hear me, Tom, but that's all right. Ain't no big deal. We just got through over here at the test session, and I've set it back to the house.
And over there at that session?
What time today?
Oh, Chad, it was Bill I was thinking of. N4WHM. He's getting ready to take his general, I know. I thought maybe he'd come up that way from Hartwell.
Ain't him either. We had three in there. Got two new technicians and a new general out of it. And I won't say who they are over there. With the technicians, I can't. But the guy that got his general, I let him get on the air and hoop and holler when he says stroke AG.
I guess they have to still do that, huh? I figured with the internet, it was almost instantaneous anymore, Gary.
But it's not quite instantaneous. Our team leader, Steve Schaefer, AF4RN, will go home and put it all in the computer and send it to the VEC up there in Asheville. And they'll send it on to the FCC. And then Monday afternoon late or Tuesday morning, the new guys will have their license, you know, have their call signs.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning out there. I'm kind of stoved up. Shoulder's been hurting me. You know how it is when you hurt something, and then it's 2 days before it hurts. And we was lifting up on the chicken pen there to put a piece of conduit crossways to kind of brace an overlap towards one end of it. And I just kept thinking, what did I do to my shoulder? And then I slipped on it. And, oh, my, that sucker really hurts this morning. So at least I figured that out. And the ibuprofen maybe will help to kill it. Talked to the daughter. And I guess down there at Five Forks last night, they got a real toad soaker of a rain.
About 9/100ths yesterday. That's all we got. Didn't get any last night, thank goodness. We've had a bunch here lately, but sorry that they got so much at one time down there like that. It's not always a good thing. But I talked to my son yesterday, and he called, and I asked him, I said, well, when are you going to get off early? He said, probably Friday, Dad. Why? And I said, well, you wanted to go over and look at that thing Tom's got down in his basement. And I said, I'll have to check with him, make sure he's going to be at home.
What day was that, on, Gary? As far as I know, yes, we're home every day. Except for pills and bills, you know how that is. I don't even know what day that's on. I'm kind of still sleepy this morning, I guess. I slept longer last night than I had in a long time. That'd be the only exception to that would be the time that I have an appointment. You know what day that's on?
I told Stephen we would, I'd check with you later in the week and see if you were going to be there. And if so, I'd call you on Friday and let you know about what time we'd be there, if you were available. One of the guys that took the test this morning, we were out of the test session and just talking back and forth, and I told him that I'd been looking at those, and he's got the 650, and he said, for a couple $100 more, he said, you ought to get this one instead of the one you're looking at. I said, okay. I didn't go any further than that, but I thought it was kind of amazing that I talked to somebody, and they've got the 650 instead of the 550.
The only thing I see there is they got an automatic case feeder and a couple other little trinkets with it. It's kind of like in the old days when you bought a car with all the electric accessories. You're looking for trouble, and I just don't see that it's necessary. Not in my case. When you can run about $400 to $600 an hour, anyways. If you so desire. I haven't done that in years. I don't know. Did you ever get a catalog from them, Gary? I got one down here for you if you didn't, but you can get one sent to you if you go to their site.
And, matter of fact, I requested a catalog, and it did come. And I've been drooling over it. But the guy I was talking to, his thing was that, I guess he was talking about the dyes. He called them something else, but he said you can get the generic or off-brand, and they would work in that machine better than they would work in the 550, and they would be cheaper. And I said, well, okay. And I said, if that suits you, that's fine, you know, but... I'm of the old school opinion, you know. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And, if they manufacture the machine and the dyes and everything else that you need, just get them from them and be done with it. And after you told me their policies on replacement parts and this sort of thing, I said, shoot, I just go that route. When it's guaranteed for life like that, you can't beat it.
I stand by my word on that. That's the way it is with that company. And you can use any dye in the world. You can use Lee dyes. You can use Hornaday. You can use RCBS. Bonanza. I can't name them all, Bill. I'm getting... Or Bill. We got to wait and see if Bill's on there. I can't name them all anymore, Gary. You can use anything you want as far as dyes goes. Lee dyes might be a couple of bucks cheaper, but there's nothing wrong with Lee dyes even. I use everything from RCBS to Hornaday to Dillon. So right now it's just a matter of availability, I'd say, more than anything, Gary. You'll be fine with that 550, and you'll see that once you visit. Well, let's see if Mr. Bill's back in 4IQ and 0TR. Yeah, Gary?
Go west. Well, Bill must have had a whole bunch of trash. If he's still out there unloading, either that or they're real busy.
Saturday, and you know, being retired, I have to look at my watch. What are you up to today, Garrett?
Forget, Tom. I got up and this morning and put the coffee on, had a cup of coffee, and went through the rain locker and got all spruced up, went over to the test session. We just got through with that. Now I'm headed back home. I've got a bunch of stuff I need to do. But I don't have anything in particular I want to do. So I guess I'll wait and see what my sweet little bride has in store for me. You know, sometimes she has ideas that I do.
But when the War Department speaks, you better listen. Mine's right behind. I'll say hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Here's Bernice. Oh, we got a new plug aerator. And we're going to go out and dig a little hole and see if the dirt crumbles in your hand or if it's too wet or too dry. So they say, if it is, that means I got to mow grass again. And I'm not so sure I'm going to do that if it's too hot out there. We got about the same amount of rain as you did. The daughter was wanting to borrow that and use it. And I told her, I said, I don't think you're supposed to do that. Yesterday I told her that, and I got a text from her last night. Boy, they got pummeled with rain, she said, and I've never heard her even mention having that much rain before. So anyways, it's too muddy, and they're not going to do that. She was going to come up here and do it for me to kind of conserve my back, put it that way. Well, we didn't have a big breakfast this morning or nothing. All we had was some cereal with some of the last peaches of the season in it and some little peach turnover things, you know, that are made with crescent rolls, and that was breakfast. I don't know what's on the agenda for dinner. We only eat two meals a day. Doesn't help anything. I still ain't lost any weight, though, Gary.
Well, I hadn't had breakfast yet. I told you what I did this morning, but we had breakfast for supper last night, and Joy fixed a big old center sliced piece of ham that we didn't eat. She made biscuits and that sort of thing, so I got ham biscuits waiting on me when I get to the house. But we're like you. We eat two meals a day. We eat breakfast, and then we eat dinner. And don't worry about the rest of it, but I'm like you. I'm not losing any weight either. I don't guess I'm getting enough exercise or something, Tom.
I blame it on Joy for the good food she makes, and I blame it on Bernice.
And that completely. Hey, Bernice, I forgot to tell you, hey, on that last transmission, but, my wife is a good cook, and I can't complain about that. The only thing I can complain about is my middle, and it seems to be growing whether I want it to or not. But I'm going to go in here. I'm fixing to pull in the driveway now, so I'm going to go in and see what my bride's up to. And if I normally fix breakfast, so I'll probably go in there and eat up those ham biscuits and the other biscuits that were left. And got some homemade pear and cinnamon preserves that I've been wanting to try. So I'm going to maybe eat me some pear preserves and with cinnamon on a good hot biscuit.
I was looking here to see what I got next Friday. Let's see, I can get my left hand to work. That's the 24th, Bernice? I don't see anything on it. Okay. That was for that ankle brace. That was. I was trying to look here. Gary and C. I don't see it, but I'll text you and let you know if I find a doctor's appointment on that day. Otherwise, it might just be a matter of timing. So consider it a date, shall we say. And I'll tell you if I got it. I had to go down to VA one day over there next week. But I can't remember when. I'll figure it out. Okay, Gary, I'll let you go. Great hearing you this morning. Thanks for what you do for all of amateur radio operators, and bless you for that. And Yeah, it takes some effort. Take care, Gary. KI4DOS in 0TR73.
Good talking with you, Tom. Sorry Bill wasn't in there. We couldn't get to talk to Bill any more than we did. But hopefully he'll get his garbage out and be able to back on the air in a minute and y'all can talk. In the meantime, y'all have a great weekend, what's left of it. And again, good talking to you as always, and look forward to doing it again. N0TR, KI4DOS, 73.
Good morning again, Bill. You must have been in a line.
No, it took me that long to load everything. Yeah, once Gary came on, I was actually at that point unloading, and I just finished.
Had a tractor trailer. Well, the only thing I have that needs to go to the dump now is a throne, and there is nothing wrong with it. I didn't know whether they were picking up stuff from place, you know, where you take donations and that, or not. I hate to throw it away, and I don't know if they'll take it up there.
Yeah.
A porcelain throne.
Give that to me a couple times.
T-H-R-O-N-E, formerly called a toilet stool.
Well, I thought you said throne, but I didn't think I was hearing it right. Okay. So, just like a portalet or something?
A new one, Bill. One of those that's ADA certified. American Disabilities Act. It's a little taller, and I hate to throw it out. I'd rather give it to Goodwill or something. I don't even know if they're accepting anything now, and I don't know if they take that. I got to get rid of it. It's sitting out in the carport, but it's perfectly good. In fact, I just replaced the innards in it a month or two before. But I'm going to have to go up there and find out. And if we go up there once a week, they'll tell us. So, what was you getting rid of? Just junk out of the garage?
I had a lot of boxes that I had broken down. And, you know, Amazon must be paying a proportion for all these boxes. But I had over a month's worth. We buy a lot of stuff on Amazon. Plus, we get like dog food, big boxes. It comes in big boxes. So I had a lot of that. And then I had probably six big plastic bags full of plastic bottles and whatnot. Then I had a week's worth of garbage that, like I was telling you, they didn't pick up today. They come on Saturday mornings, usually between 3 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, they didn't pick it up today, so since I had this other stuff to take, I went ahead and I just put everything in here. This whole car was just piled. The Expedition had the back down, and on the front floor, I had stuff in there. It was packed.
I saw something on the local news there yesterday. We order a lot of stuff from Amazon, and not a lot, but you know, quite a lot. Once a week or something, it's not a whole lot. But daughter gets her dog food there too. She says it's better than her having to handle those 50-pound things. And she's in a thing where she gets us certain things delivered once a week or once a month or something that Amazon has a deal on, and if you order like 5 items, you get so much off. I don't know. We don't have anything like that, but I heard there was a an extreme cardboard shortage, and there was two or three other things that were short that you'd never think of as being in a shortage, but cardboard definitely was one of them.
Well, we have subscriptions. They call those subscriptions, and you can things that are reoccurring. A lot of items they have, Amazon has, where you can have a subscription, and you can qualify if you want the item every month, every other month, or you know how many bags. And so we've had up to five items before, but right now we're just down to a couple. But I bet we get three or four deliveries a week. Things that we get, I get almost everything off there. If I can't get it there, I find someplace else. I just don't go to the store very often. And most time, I can't find what I want anyway, so I go on the internet. I've got a crimping tool coming in today. It's not Amazon, but I got it from Quicksilver. I've got 20 crimp-on PL-259s, and I got a toolkit. The crimp on it's a crimp solder, crimp the shield part and all that, and then solder the center conductor. I've just gotten tired of doing all the soldering units. I think they've got it now, where the probably if you do it right, the crimp's probably just as good and probably better electrically.
Well, I agree with you, Bill. Bob pointed me towards some that he uses now up there. And, of course, he's busier than most of us put together, at least me anyways, with things like that. And so I ordered some, but I don't know if it's because of this. I ordered some look-alike, which they say is the equivalent, LMR 400 from DX Engineering a long time ago, and I got a big spool of it, which I'm glad I did. But I had a terrible time trying to ever get those to fit, and I never did master it. So I hope you have better luck than me, and I know it has to do something with that coax, maybe on the OD of it or something. It's a great coax, velocity factors, equivalent to LMR 400. The price was good, but I'd hate to think what the price is now, because I've had it several years, but it's stored here in the basement, and I use some of it. But I, like you, as simple as it might seem, I hate putting on PL-259s.
Well, you got to follow those little holes. You got to make sure you get enough braid. You can get it too hot. You can put too much solder in there. And it just takes a lot of time. At least it does me. I try to do it right. I don't use LMR. Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. I just use the RG8X. That's what I use. It works fine. And it's low loss. The handles all the power I can put into it, and I just use it well. And I made sure these crimping tools, they're ratchet type crimping tools. They come with dies, but it'll do just about everything, any kind of coax. I'm here at the house, so I'm gonna say 73. I'm glad to get rid of all that stuff. Maybe it'll be 2022 before I go back. Unlikely. I go about once every 2 to 3 weeks. Catch you later, M4AQ.
Okay, Bill. Well, you're like us. We don't go to many places, and I haven't been going to any meetings, and we don't go to crowded places at all. So trying to be as careful as we can. Well, take care, Bill. I'll have to look in. I read where that RG8X was only good for 1,000 watts, but I ain't never had any trouble with it with my Meritrons. And I use some of it in places, especially on short runs. 73's Bill. Have a good day. and I'm clear and headed outside in 4IQ in 0GR.
Watts, so you're on sideband, so I mean, you know, it's not continuous duty. I've never had a problem. I've got miles of it. Anyway, and you can get RGA, various ones, that have a higher rating than others. Like if you get the Marine, and it's the same size as RGA, that stuff's better than 1,000 watts. All right, 73, you take care. And I'm pretty much going everywhere I want to now. If I get it, I'll get it. I'm just not going to stay cooped up, but I don't have the health issues you got either. So I don't blame you. But I went to the meeting Thursday night, SCDXA, and it's been 2 weeks, you know, going out west in a bus with 41 people. So, the way I look at it, if I get it, it's going to probably be a mild case. But I'm going ahead doing what I want to do. Anyway, you take care. N4IQ.
You're going to get the third shot, Bill? We are, if they come up with FDA approval Monday or so.
Wall Street Journal, last week, the FDA came out and said a third shot is not necessary. It wouldn't do you much good if you got it. That's what they said. But I've known some people that went and got a third shot. Nobody asked them about it, so they just went and got a third shot. I mean, they didn't ask about the first ones or anything else. They just went and got it.
Well, on the CBS Morning News this morning, which I very rarely listen to, but they have some nice things. They said it was recommended for people over 65, if the FDA or what that other agency is that has the final approval, that it's okay for them to get it. That ours with two shots is down to 71% now, and that brought it up dramatically. So I think we'll get it if it is approved Monday. So keep your eyes open. You know, there's a lot of bad news out there, but that one seemed to be CDC, I think it was. If they approve it Monday, anybody over 65 is eligible for it. See you later, Bill, and say hello to Elaine for us and 0TR.
Okay. Well, I don't trust CBS or any of the Alphabet news programs, and it's really up to the FDA to approve it. CDC can say what they want, but it's up to the FDA to approve it. But I don't blame anybody for wanting to get the third shot. It, you know, makes them feel better. There's really two types of responses. I've been doing a reading on it to these vaccines. The first response goes down. That's the initial response you have when you're exposed to it. But the second response is a different response, and it's the one that actually keeps you from really getting sick. And it actually is stronger after a period of time. A lot of these news services don't tell you about it, but you can go online. There's plenty of places that tell you that. But, you know, I don't blame anybody for getting a third shot. I probably will, but I'm not going to go stand in line to get it.
That'd be a good spreading point right in itself. If you can get them in a local place like Publix or CVS or the doctor's office, we'll consider it. But I like you. I don't trust any of those. So I'll wait till Monday and see. The only news we watch, Bill, is Fox, local station here. We don't even have the international stations, CNN or Fox or none of that. I just listen to some of the good stories on this morning, and that's the first time I had national news on in a long time. But that's what they were saying. All right, thanks for the info. I appreciate it. I think I'll check with my nephew, who's a medical scientist up in Boston, see what he says. 73's Bill and 0TR.
Okay, I have to make up their own mind. I think everybody ought to get vaccinated, but I don't think it should be mandated. You know, I'm of that school, so that's just the way it is. That's pretty much what I do. I watch the local local news, and that's it. And then I get the Wall Street Journal, I get the Charleston Post and Courier, and I get an Epic Time, and that's it. So occasionally we'll get the Greenville News. The Carrier will put the Greenville News in with the Wall Street Journal, but we stopped taking that a long time ago. Anyway, have a good day. I'm going to get out. There's a bunch of football games on, which I love football. So they start at 12, so that's not far from now. You have a good day, and I hope Bernice is doing well. Again, for IQ, Georgie.
NH Mobile Monitoring.
NHKO4, you are. I hear you out there. Just popping in and say hello to you. This is Chris.
Where you are, this is KO4 NNH. Hey, Chris, my name's Fred. I'm currently mobile along 25 on my way back on my QTH. How are you doing today?
In fact, what part of 25? Because I'm just right here in Moonville. Our office is down here just below the clock in Ingalls on Augusta Road 25.
Exactly where you are, because I'm actually heading down that way right now. That's actually, you're literally right down the street from where I work at. I think I'm near Godiva's right now, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a little while since I've been down this road down this way, but yeah, I'm near the Augusta Road Apartments and Godiva's.
Well,
affirmative. I'm currently headed back to my QTH in Pelzer.
Yeah, my brother works down in Pelzer. He's part of the rescue squad, and he works for West Pelzer Fire Department. But yeah, we're right here. I'm headed actually to the clock to get some lunch because we just had a safety meeting here at work, and so got a little, you know, meeting to get me hungry, so.
Hey there, man. Heck, I used to do the same whenever I was working at there, literally right down the street from the clock. I'm sure you'd take us where I'm talking about.
That's cool. We use like 25. I'm like, hey, I'm on 25.
Heck of a coincidence, honestly, especially the type of day I've been having. Honestly, I'm pretty glad I made some contact on VHF before I hop on my new HF privileges.
All righty then, well, I'm going to hop on off of here. I'm going to say 7-3-T, and I'm going to roll up here and grab me a hot dog plate or chili cheeseburger.
Good day, man. 7-3, this is KO4 NNH. I'll still be monitoring.
I'm clear out of here.
NH Mobile Monitoring.